the course of the European elections last May, I made a number of promises that I would return to Donegal as quickly as I possibly could, meeting with different groups and citizens throughout the county. And this, given it's Green Week, or what we call a free week to be in our constituency, it was a perfect way to do that. And I travelled to Ballyshannon, Kittybegs, Aranmore Island, Donegal Town, meeting with various groups and talking about various issues, from schoolgoers to those that are trying to build a great digi hub in the Aranmore Islands, to obviously fisheries in Kittybegs and again in Aranmore. Brexit was the number one talking point in the likes of Kittybegs conversation, and again, a little bit in Aranmore, but more preserving our heritage, what the island has to offer, and how we get more people visiting the island and living on the island. And then when Ballyshannon, it was a case of how do we bring investment into a town like Ballyshannon and further afield, and keep our young people who are being educated here in the areas that they live.
And indeed, as you say, as you talked about there, a number of issues were raised, but there's only so much that can be done at a local level, so it's vital that you use your European voice to do as much as possible.
Absolutely. You know, nothing works and nobody can work in silo in a single space. We need to have a bird's eye view on EU investment and EU funding available. We are now in a region in transition. We've stepped back, therefore funding and investment should be there for us to tap into, but we need strong relationships with people on the ground. We need strong relationships with our local councillors and indeed our governments here at national level, so that every opportunity that's available to us, we're utilising and we're tapping into.